USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
You can't reboot a global economy like flipping on a light switch. There's going to be ups and downs in jobs and economic reports. There's going to be supply chain issues, price distortions on the way back to a stable and steady growth.
President Biden's comments in Ohio on Thursday as the president is unveiling a nearly $6 trillion 2022 budget to Congress. Republicans arguing that's way too much spending. Former President Trump's budget in 2021 was $4.8 trillion. Personal income is falling more than 13%, but that's not particularly bad news. The Commerce Department's April update is actually better than expected. Analysts were predicting a 14% drop after personal income soared in March due to stimulus checks. Japan's state of emergency is being extended as the country grapples with another wave of coronavirus infections. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
New details are coming out regarding the man who went on a murder rampage at a light rail maintenance yard in San Jose, California.
The death toll from the mass shooting at a Northern California light rail yard increased to 10, including the gunman. The attack occurred at the Valley Transportation Authority in San Jose on Wednesday. 8 people died immediately. The gunman also killed himself. Investigators are still trying to determine why maintenance worker Samuel Cassidy shot 9 co-workers and then killed himself. San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo said the victims knew the shooter well. Officials say Cassidy started a fire at his home before he left for the shooting. Santa Clara County Sheriff Lori Smith said that Cassidy fired off 39 rounds and appeared to target specific victims. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day, President Biden's proposed budget to Congress is around $6 trillion. Former Trump economic advisor Stephen Moore tells Fox News that amount of spending is just too much.
Look, I've covered every budget bill since Ronald Reagan was president, so that's 35, 36 years. I've never seen anything like this. These Democrats are like kids in a candy store. I want this and this and this and this and this. And you may raise one other important point, Bill. You know, the only agencies that don't see massive spending increases in this budget are our national defense and our homeland security. And I would argue those are the two most important priorities of our federal government. So we're cutting those and we're giving massive increases to social welfare programs. I think it's insane. And I think every Democrat who is a fiscal responsible person should vote against this.
But on the other side of the aisle, former Obama Economics Council Chairman Austin Goolsbee also tells Fox News this is what the people voted for.
Joe Biden ran for president, said here are the things that have been neglected and we ought to invest more money in, wins by 7 million votes, proposes to do exactly what he said he was going to invest in the campaign, and Steve is upset. He's like, where did this come from?
That proposal comes as the White House continues to negotiate with Republicans on a potential infrastructure bill. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.